You also mentioned during the break that you're part Irish.
I am half Irish.
Aha.
My mom was Irish. She immigrated here when she was, what, 20?
Okay.
20, 21.
Oh, what part of Ireland?
She was from the country. She was from the south. So she was from a farm in County Wicklow.
Oh, it's
I
nice.
Visited there when I was a kid. It's ridiculously old-timey.
I know, it is.
I remember when she showed me her old school, and it was like Little House on the Prairie. I'm like, Mom, this is ridiculous.
Well, things do go back in time over there, that's for sure.
Oh, it's like, crazy.
The Irish countryside is gorgeous. When I was there, I lived in Belfast, and it was like, you know, when the war was like the Orange and the, you know, the Caddies and the Proddies, one was on one side of the street, the other was on the other, and during the Orange Day Parade, they would pelt things at each other, and my dad said, you mark my words, it's going to be a war. Ooh. And we used to live in this little bungalow on Finnegy Road called Ilt na Gréig. Then I came here. Yeah, when I first came here, I had a Belfast accent, so that was pretty wild.
Nice.
But, you know, and when I was at Encore the other day, we should say hi to Mark and Busted Flat, because you guys are on Busted Flat.
We are on Busted Flat.
Yeah.
Which we love.
We should talk about that.
We love Mark.
I bought the Dropkick Murphys, because I love Celtic punk. Mm. But, yeah, that's another question I have for you. How did you get involved with Busted Flat? How did this all come about?
Mike, our singer, he goes to Encore every day. He is an obsessive record collector. He is nuts.
Yeah, that is good.
Oh, my. So, like, I mean, he's got such a good rapport with Mark. He gets along with him so well. And,
you
know, we met Mark, and we get along with him so well. And it was like, hey, can we be on your record labels? I thought you'd never ask. And, you know, it's been great ever since.
Yeah. It's definitely a hot label. It's, you know, he's got some great artists. He's got Carla Olson on there, and she's doing really well right now. And they were telling me recently that the person that gave Busted Flat its start was Shannon Lyon. And he's back in town these days.
Yeah?
Yeah, with Shannon saying, right. you should start a record label. So, and that's what he did. So I think that's very cool. You have some more gigs coming up, because you said you wanted to plug some more gigs, so I'm letting you do whatever you want.
This
is a Steve
Because
Tom's.
That was May. We just did the May stuff.
We did the May stuff,
yeah, because
right.
In June we got the June 15th, we're playing at the Boathouse.
Yay.
And that's going to be fun.
I'll
be there. It always is.
Oh, yeah.
And then July 20th, we're playing for the first time, at the Smokehouse. You know,
oh,
on the
lake there? Chris's place. Yep. Upstairs? Yeah. Where? The patio. Does he have a patio redone?
Geez, you know what? I didn't ask them where specifically in the club we were going to be playing. I mean,
wow.
We're playing with Douglas Watson.
Okay.
So, you know.
Could be in the main club, because they do have, like, a live venue space downstairs. They also have a venue. Like, they were going to develop the place upstairs. It used to be the Ocean Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have a patio, so I'm not exactly sure. I did a huge story on the Lank, on the Smokehouse for Taste Magazine a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very cool place. And, you know, if you want to get really good smoked, you know, that's the place you go. Like, Chris is a biker, and he just biked across middle America learning how to do barbecues. And he said most of the best barbecues he went to with his pals would be in the back of a truck, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. It's like, we're having some Q, you know, and it was like, it's great. So this is a perfect place for you guys to be. That'll be a good night.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Okay.
And it's going to be fun playing with Douglas.
Yeah. I saw Doug. Guys. I was at Bobby O'Brien's last week because Jesse Weber was there.
Mm-hmm.
Was it last week, week before? And Doug was in the band. Doug was there in the band as well with Dave Rottenberg. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was, and Doug's been around a long time as well. So, awesome. What else you got coming up?
I think that's about
that's about it.
Other than the Blues Fest, that's too much stuff already. Because
yeah, really.
Our drummer just had a baby.
Yeah, congratulations.
And he is busy.
Congratulations, Jeff. We'll say congratulations to you.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna go back to some music now. So here's another selection that Steve has picked.
What I picked this time?
You picked Hound Dog Taylor.
I love this guy.
Okay, and this guy,
if you like crazy, funky polydactyl music with no bass player, then this is a guy. He had six fingers on each hand.
Wow. Okay. Yep. That I didn't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, learn something new every day. Even when you're an audiophile, you learn something new every day.
This show is about learning.
Thank you. Turn up. I wish you
I'm with you, baby.
Yeah.
the baby. When I got you, she said, say, baby, what's happening? I said, if you wait one minute, I'll tell you all about it. Then I told her. Mom and Papa talking. I heard Mama tell Papa. Then Papa got up and he told Mama. Well, Mama told Papa about something she heard. He said, look at him, Mama. I don't believe a word. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie. Celebrate the day. You know, I walked on down the street, that little brother. My little girlfriend down there. I said, look here, baby, I got something to tell you. Then I told her. I said, don't come telling me. I want your mama don't lie. I want you to come in this house, baby. We're gonna book in a house, cause I feel so good. Telling me, want your mama don't lie. Want you to come in this house, baby. We getting boogie in our house, cause I feel so good.
That was James Cotton and All Night Long. And I'm here with my special guest, Steve Toms from Daddy Long Legs.
Didn't you guys love that song?
Yes,
I did. Oh, I love that song. That's Cotton's first record. I've always loved that.
I wanted to ask you, too, just give people information, like where they can find out more about the band, Facebook, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where can they find out more information?
They can find us, we're at daddylonglegs.ca. That's the website. That can be fun.
Yep.
Of course, we got the Facebook page.
Yep. Yep.
I think we've got, I don't know, what do the kids do these days? Twitter?
Are you guys on Twitter?
Probably not,
tweeting
actually.
About
I don't
all
know.
That kind of stuff?
I don't know. That's your best bet is to go out drinking somewhere, and we'll probably be out there drinking, and we'll tell you stuff about the band.
Yeah.
It's not going to be true, but that doesn't matter. It's going to be a good story.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? What do you want? A good story or truth?
Yeah, exactly. You don't always want the truth. Well, bands aren't always known for telling the truth anyway.
Oh, heck no.
You think about it. Right on time. Okay, why do you like James Cotton so much?
Why?
Yeah.
Listen to that. That was fantastico.
Yeah, you're right.
I love that whole album is great.
He is. You're right. And I think he did play here a long time ago. I think he played the old post office in Cambridge. I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah, he's played in the area a few times since.
I think
so.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to ask you, too, because, there's four guys in the band.
There is four of us.
How does the band work? I'm going to the dynamic of the band here. How does the band work? Who writes? Do you guys all write? Do you?
Yeah, we all write.
It's a
group effort. Like Mike does all the lyrics because he's the thinker.
Okay.
He's the educated one.
Yeah.
And the rest of us are ditch diggers.
We try
our best in this crazy, crazy fast world. So Mike writes all the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all just, depending on the song, sometimes it's one person's idea more than another. But usually we all chip in, kind of work it together and, you know, fight it out. And then we got it.
Yeah.
We got a song.
Yeah, you do. And it's the songs are
And then we're like, hey,
great.
Let's just ditch this song because we do that all the time.
Do you, you know, kind of like I think about this a lot with jazz. You guys improv on stage, you know, when you're jamming, do you kind of, you know, when you look at each other and go, hey, I'm gonna try this, give me a little bit of room here and then jump in, or how does
that
work?
Yeah, we definitely do that, like with the solos and stuff. I don't know if we would call it improvisation so much, because it's still pretty calculated, and we're all looking for signals. We got secret signals.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I guess the music sort of compels you. So I'm guessing it's like maybe because every time you play, it's like doing theater. Every time you play in front of a live audience, it's different because you have a different energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that probably really, you know, fuels you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to talk. We were talking about like years ago on Ontario Street. There used to be the Legion. There used to be the Southern Ontario Blues Association Legion, and they used to bring in one of your favorite bands, which is the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Why do you like the Thunderbirds so much?
I've just always liked the Thunderbirds. We got to open for them years ago, and it was a great experience. I mean, the lineup was so cool back then. That's, you know, we got to meet them, hang out with them and stuff. That's back when Nick Curran was in the band.
Mm.
Nick Curran is one of my favorite blues guys.
Mm-hmm.
We should find some Nick Curran because, unfortunately, he passed away in November at the young age of 35, you know, which is a real bummer. But, yeah, it was a fantastic weekend. And,
Where were you guys playing?
We were playing at the Starlight.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, those guys, I mean, Josh and Bernard have been around a long time, and they're very versatile.
Yes.
And that's a great live music venue. I've seen, like, all kinds of people there, from the Mahones to John Cage.
We recorded our second album there.
Or John Cale, not John Cage. You did at the Starlight?
Oh,
yeah. Okay, I didn't know
that. It wasn't a live album. What we did was we borrowed the place off of Josh and Bernard, because we're buddies with them. They're nice guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we borrowed the place, and we recorded the whole album there in a couple of days, all live off the floor.
Who produced it?
We did.
Really?
Yeah.
Ha. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are really tight. You're like this four-man, you know, powerhouse, so you can do it all.
We're nuts. I don't know if we can do it all, but we sure try our best.
Here's the Fabulous Thunderbirds and Wait on Time on Coral FM. My special guest, Steve Toms, will be here for another 10 minutes, and then Reclaim the Streets is going to be doing taking over the broadcast at 4 p.m.
I don't drive a big car. The gypsy woman was right, but she said I would go far. Just wait on time, baby, I'll be there one day. Yeah, and until I get there, baby, all I can do is hope and pray. Well, you say you stick with me, baby, stick with me through thick and thin. I know someday, baby, my bad luck has got to end. But just wait on me, baby, I'll be there one day. Yeah, then until I get there, baby, all I can do is hope and pray. Me, baby, stick with me through thick and thin. I know someday, baby, my bad luck has got to end. Just wait on time, baby, I'll be there one day. Yes, and until I get there, baby, all I can do is hope and pray. Well, I live the life I love, the life I live, baby. Yeah, all I have to give, so give away on me, baby. Well, be there one day. Yes, and until I get there, baby, I'm not gonna do it, hope, man, baby.
That was the Fabulous Thunderbirds and Wait on Time. And I'm here with Steve Thompson, Daddy Long Legs. Anything else you want to say? Let the listeners know that you can think of.
No, nothing I can think of.
Nothing you can think of, eh?
Other than just enjoy blues and make sure you go out and find music. Search for it.
Yep.
Don't let the radio do it for you.
Besides the blues, what other type of music do you like?
Oh, geez, I like all kinds of music. I mean, it's really hard to say. Like, the whole classification of music gets very confusing to me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I go out of town. I go to play a blues festival. I walk around the whole place. I see funk rock band after funk rock band. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, aren't these great blues bands? I'm like, what?
They're soul bands.
I haven't like seen a blues band yet today, you know?
Rhythm and soul.
So I get confused, you know? So I like the music that I like. I mean, I listen to a lot of punk personally.
Oh, what kind? What? Like, what punk?
Well, okay, let's see. I love the Dead Kennedys.
Well, I was going to bring some punk in there.
I love Fugazi.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking old stuff now.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
NoFX and.
Yep. I was going to bring some Sex Pistols, but I didn't.
Yeah, that's another good band.
And the Clash.
Love the Clash.
And the Damned and the Stranglers. They're not so much a punk band. No, I do love the Stranglers. All those kinds of bands. Well, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, all that kind of stuff. Kind of the intelligent, you know, all that great stuff. I'm trying to think what else. What else? What other punk?
Like, I'm trying to think of my collection now. I don't have it in front of me.
Sorry. We could do an all-punk show, too, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
On vinyl?
Seriously. Yeah, I have a bunch of stuff. I have, you know, Nina Hagen, Lena Lovitch, all that kind of stuff. Wendy Williams.
Oh, wow.
I have all that kind of stuff on vinyl, too.
Sweet Lord.
Yep. So we can do a punk show, too.
Hey.
Yep. So what do you want to hear by Nick Curran? And Nick Curran was with the Lowlifes. For people who don't know, tell people about Nick Curran.
Oh, Nick Curran. Oh, he was fantastic. Unfortunately, he just died November. He was only 35, you know, which was really too bad. But yeah, he's fantastic. What did he put out? Four or five albums? Was it four or five albums? But every one of his albums is a great album. You know, like there's all sorts of footage of him on YouTube.
Yeah,
I've never seen a bad show of him. I mean, he was just phenomenal. Hmm. You know.
What song do you want to hear?
Oh, what?
Filthy? Farm School Girl. Train Kept a Rollin'? That's a Johnny Burnett Trio cover.
Train Kept a Rollin'.
Yeah.
Does Nick Curran do that, or is that the Attitudes?
No, it says Nick Curran.
Huh.
Train Kept a Rollin', Johnny Burnett Trio cover. How about Just Love Me Baby?
Sure. What album's that from?
And it looks like this might be a live, this could be a concert.
Okay, yeah, there's too much stuff. I don't know if it would be of good quality or not.
Okay, let me go back to a single here. Well, there is Sheena's Back.
That's a great song.
All right, let's do that. See, more like rock blues.
Jeez, I don't know. He's all over the place. Yeah. I mean, most of the stuff that I like is all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard to say.
What to you makes a good song? I'll get basic here.
Oh, what makes a good song?
Yeah.
For me, it's just if I like it. I mean, you know, there's no formula.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of different stuff that I think is really cool. Some complex stuff, some super easy stuff. I mean, if it's real, if it really, you know, like, tugs at the heartstrings, you know, and makes you feel real feelings and makes you associate with other people's situations, you know, I mean, that's what does it for me, right?
Is there a band, up-and-coming band, that you really like?
An up-and-coming band?
Yeah, a newer band that's come out.
Oh, jeez.
Really like.
Let's see. You know who I really like is Brendan J. Stevens. Yeah. Bob Villian.
Yeah.
That guy's something else. I really like that.
We had Brendan actually on the show a little while back.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's Wednesday night. So it's the two-bit variety spectacle night of the Boathouse.
Yeah.
So
that's a wacky night. I've seen that. That's fun.
It's a great night. And he's often there.
Yep.
And he was here and he did some, you know, live tunes with his resonated guitar, which kind of looks like a banjo, and his kind of his little sort of what do you call it? There's a special name for it. It's not a kazoo, but it's something like that.
Oh yeah, he plays kazoo.
Yeah, it's a kazoomophone or something. It's a special name for it anyway, but I think you're right. Like Brendan is heading down to Chicago. He's been asked to play as part of a medicine show for a Chicago theater company, like a small theater company. So that's happening. And,
sweet.
Yeah, he was down in Memphis with the Blues Challenge and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So he's a really, he's a talented guy. You're right.
That Blues Challenge is fun.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys, have you done the Memphis Blues Challenge?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, yeah, blast.
Well, you know what? It's been really nice to have you here. I can't tell you. Like, this has been awesome. I'm going to play some Nick Kiernan and the Low Life Shooters back.
Sweet.
We're going to come back and play some Daddy Long Legs, and then we got to wrap things up around 4 o'clock. But here's Nick Kiernan and Low Life, and Sheena's back on Coral FM. Sitting here at Ethel's.
We are.
This is take two, and we just finished the radio show where we're kind of, you know, interrupted.
They just cut us off.
Yep. The Nick Curran song, the amazing, you know, Sheena's back, and they cut us off.
Love Nick Curran.
Yes. He's awesome.
Yes.
So we're sitting out here at Ethel's having a beer, waiting for the lovely and talented Mark Logan and the lovely and talented Lynn Jackson.
Beautiful people.
Beautiful people.
Beautiful people.
And
Mark, that guy can wear the heck out of a suit.
Yes, he certainly can. Have I ever seen him in a suit?
I can't even remember. I haven't.
I don't think so.
I just like to hear myself talk.
I need you to do a station ID. We need to try this. Take two. One more time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You are listening to Coral on Coral FM. This is Steve. I'm from Daddy Long Legs. Stevie Boy Toms, also known as Sweet Sugar Man. And, the sound 100.3.
Sound FM.
Sound FM.
Good enough. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go back to my beer.
Agreed.